The Free State of Jones, second week in the theaters. It's a riveting Civil War drama based on a little-known true story. And in it is Mahershala.
Did I say it right?
Mahershala Ali. Yeah.
Yes.
And you play a runaway slave who helps lead a successful rebellion with former slaves and Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Woo.
There you go. You wrapped it up nicely.
I haven't seen it yet. But Jay and Sybil have, and they say it's a good movie.
Man, the kill count is high in this movie, player. I mean,
there's a little bit of violence, for sure.
And the blow-up count. Don't forget the blow-up count. There's a kill count and a just straight blow-up count.
And Mahershala, it's a really good story too.
It really is. Yes, you're right.
Your character
Moses is really interesting because for a while I was wondering, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
In the room,
with you and what was around you, and how that was finally taken care of. But then to see your character progress and to grow and the really great things that you were doing as Moses, really good. I was surprised though that this movie came out in the middle of summer. This seemed like more like a fall movie to me.
I think some of the thinking is that, look, for like 9 months out of the year, the vast majority of adults don't have a movie to go see, and not saying that people don't get excited, adults, grown folks don't get excited to go see a Marvel film or some of these action films or like a Jurassic Park or something. But then there's stuff that perhaps is a little bit deeper or can resonate and push you in a different way. And we want to see those stories as well. And those don't just have to come out in the fall or the winter towards the Oscar season run. And so I think that was part of the thinking in releasing the film in the summer.
Well, I was
excited. On the set? Go ahead, Sybil.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead, Jay.
How was it on the set when you kill somebody and then y'all going to have lunch right after lunch break? How would that work?
It's pretty complicated all around if you remember the meat of choice. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but it ain't a chicken. It's not a chicken that we end up eating. So, little bit awkward.
Really good movie. Awkward.
I was excited, to say, oh my God, it's Remy. When we first saw you.
Right. I didn't know. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh my gosh, it's Remy.
From the House of Cards.
We are big House of Cards fans.
Yes. Well, and for someone like myself who, I've been working, before I got on House of Cards, I've been working pretty steadily for about 12 years. But then, I was fortunate to step onto a show that had such an impact and so many people watched that I had project after project kind of fall under the radar or not necessarily catch on with people. So to have to be involved in something that is more of an introduction to people 12 years in, 13 years into a career, for me is turned into a little bit of the wind at my back. And so then the challenge becomes not just doing that part, not necessarily attaching myself to parts that are in that vein. So needing to stretch and needing to see myself do different things and experience different things, and also kind of develop this relationship with an audience where they kind of expect you to do, so they could see me in, say, House of Cards, and then see me playing Moses
and
the Free State of Jones, and then see me in the Hunger Games or something like that. So therefore, kind of a range of work can kind of come to fruition.
And
Free State of Jones is a Free State of Jones is a different kind of slave movie, huh?
Man, emphasis on the free, because
one of the things I responded to in just reading the script was, and especially with Moses, is that you never see him as a slave.
Right.
You introduce to him as a runaway slave, so you never see the subjugation. You never see him on a plantation. You see him living as a Maroon in the swamps and then participating with other Black people in the fight for their own emancipation. Yeah. And then once becoming free, then you see Moses's evolution in becoming a man who was educated and who works to mobilize other African Americans and get them registered to vote. And you see someone move into becoming an activist. And that is a story that I don't think we've really seen. We've seen us be depicted as slaves. That's a very real part of our history. But this other part that has happened after the Civil War that people don't know enough about, the Reconstruction era, when we had some version of freedom, what was life like for people like that who, for the first time in their lives, had the opportunity to vote Absolutely. And participate in the democratic process in a way that we hadn't had leading up to that point?
I'm sorry about your hometown team. You know, Tom was cheering for the Cleveland team and the Cavaliers and all of that. Sorry about the Golden State Warriors. Yeah,
you know what? I'm still wearing my gear and apparel. I'm a lifelong Warriors fan, but you know that was a tough one to swallow, boy. But you know, I got to say, if the Warriors going to lose to anybody, I'm okay with them losing to LeBron because I've been rooting for LeBron his whole career, and I want to see that brother do well. And
that's
and
what you say when you have a hit movie.
Well, we're rooting for you.
Yeah, that's what you say when you have a hit movie. Yeah,
exactly. It's all good.
It's all good. I'm all right.
Yes,
Free State of Jones, second week movie. In theaters.
Congratulations,
Mahershala Ali.
Thank you. Thank
all right, let's party. Come on, we wobble next. Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.